John Sellers says the key to winning an Old West shootout was not quickness, but accuracy. And when you take into account how difficult it was to hit a distant target, well, that changes the reality behind how those duels were conducted. The real story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On July 21, 1865, James Wild Bill Hickok and David Tutt met in the square at Springfield, Missouri. Tutt had taken Hickok's pocket watch in a dispute over gambling debts. At 6 p.m. that evening, the two engaged in what's called the first quick draw shootout in history. Hickok killed Tutt from a distance of 85 yards.
That was part of the buildup to making Hickok what we know of today, or what he has been positioned to be.
John Sellers, executive director of the History Museum on the square in Springfield, Missouri, says while it's called a quick draw shootout, it's different than what most people picture.
Nothing like the slap leather quick draw type of shooting like you imagine. These people, when they pulled a gun and pointed it, there was a process to that.
One just didn't draw and shoot because the pistols were inaccurate.
Some even portray him as laying the pistol across his other arm, as a lot of shooters at that time would do, and sight down the barrel, steadying that weapon. Nobody faced up front to front. They would turn in silhouette to make a steadier shot and to make themselves a smaller silhouette to be hit coming back.
Sellers says for Hickok to hit Tutt in the ribs from 85 yards with that weapon was quite a shot. Hickok was put on trial and acquitted under self-defense. He ran for city marshal that fall.
After he lost the election in November, it was a very short time he was on his way out into the Kansas Territory and then from there up to the Dakotas where he was ultimately shot and killed.
Hickok was just 39 when he was shot and killed in Deadwood, South Dakota. Markers here in this square identify the location of the first ever quick draw shootout that helped make Hickok famous. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.